Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that. Kevin Pollack, was that? Why, no. I haven't seen my business partner in several days. Missing, you say? That's certainly odd. My whereabouts on the 17th? I'm afraid I don't have time to answer your... Yes. Yes, I think I will come down to the station this afternoon. Very well then, detective. Around 3? Good. But I digress. Welcome, my sleuths and slinkers, to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemist today, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Dr. James Heaney. Heans, my jeans. Will you accept Joey Greer as your true savior?
I accepted that a long time ago. I think it was 2012.
Check out that book. It's Vanessa Ragan. Vanish. Mm-hmm. If you had to guess, we won't hold you to it. What is the deal with our engineer, Doug Bame?
Oh, evil. Evil man.
Next on the runway, it's Chris Alvarado. Chris Almighty, who are you wearing today?
Haynes.
Not Haynes. Who said Haynes? Mm. And now please welcome longtime improviser, first-time alchemist, Ms. Amanda Blake David.
Hi.
Amanda and or a man don't. What are your summer plans?
I'm going to fix up my backyard.
That's correct. Let us know when we can come over and help, please.
Yes.
And last, but when you look under the hood, you won't think him, Lee. Say hello to returning alchemist, Craig Kakowski.
And returning champion.
Cacao, let's see, what did I have here? Oh,
you got a clever question for me?
Yeah, what I have is, sorry folks, Cacao told us he's running a little late today, but will join us mid-episode, and we're super excited to have him back, so I didn't want to leave him out during the intro.
Yeah, I got inside your head.
You really did. You played me like a fiddle. All righty, let's get to our first scene, shall we? All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Jessica Plummer, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, I listen to a range of podcasts, and you are the first one I'm writing to."
Wow. That's
I feel like that's good.
Yep. Whoa, she goes on to complain. Love the show. Y'all hilarious, yada, yada. All right, I have an idea. This is based off a story I read. A grandmother is virtually blind and can only see blurry images and shapes. Her grandson doesn't visit often, so she can't quite remember what he looks like, a demon has been assigned to haunt her. However, when he enters the house and starts his haunting, the almost blind grandmother thinks the demon is, in fact, her estranged grandson. She's making food for him, talking to him as if the demon were her grandson. Example, oh my, you're much bigger.
Oh, examples.
This one is already right there, the sound, so we can use it as a line in it.
All right, no examples. The demon begins to feel bad and pretends to be the grandson. Take whatever liberties you like beyond that, of course. Thank you so much for that.
No.
And as usual, have lots of fun with it and let your imagination go. I love the show. Hope you can alchemy this. Thanks, Jessica Plummer.
Where's the pot? Pot, where are you?
Bring, 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 bring.
Is that a pot?
Bring, 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 bring.
Oh, it's the remote.
Bring, 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 bring.
No, damn it.
Bring, bring, bring,
oh,
bring.
Oh, hello.
Hi, I'm calling for Mrs. Sorensen.
Yes?
Mrs. Sorensen.
Mrs. Sorensen's my mother.
Oh, I'm okay.
I'm just kidding. Hello.
Hi, are you happy with your...
No.
Oh, great.
I'm so lonely.
Oh, shoot. Okay, have a nice day.
Wait, who are... Me again with me again.
Bling, 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 bling.
Who says that?
Bling, 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 bling.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Are you aware that you still are eligible for new roofing?
No, this is wonderful news. What's your name?
Larry.
Larry. I had a lover named Larry twice.
Who am I speaking to?
Not the same Larry.
Different Larrys?
Mrs. Sorensen.
Well, Mrs. Sorensen, so lovely to meet you. Are you?
Yes, it's very sad, Larry.
Was this a recent event?
It was recent in my heart, but it was 4.5 years ago next Tuesday.
Oh, what was his name?
His name was Elb.
Elb.
That's right.
Where did Elb hail from?
Elb hailed from Michigan, honey.
Oh, nothing
like a Michigan man, am I right, Larry?
Keep talking.
Well, in Michigan, they have cold winters, and the men's lips get chapped.
Sell the goddamn roof. Sell the goddamn roofs.
Larry, there's a problem with the connection, darling.
Yes. So, as I mentioned, we have roofing available at discounted.
Larry, there's a problem with the connection.
There is a weird sound.
Is that in your office?
It might be. Listen.
Is your office getting hot?
No.
House is getting hot, Larry.
All right. Oh, perhaps
Larry,
there's a better time.
Larry, my house is getting... Larry, don't hang up, please, Larry.
Okay.
My house is getting so hot.
Well, what? Do you see any flames?
I don't see any flames, but I don't see much of anything these days, Larry.
What does that mean?
My eyesight. I used to see it all. I used to paint watercolor, Larry.
Grandmother? Grandmother?
Hello?
Grandmother?
Hello?
The front door was open, so I just came in.
Oh, is it really you?
Oh, it's really me.
Come here. Jonathan. Oh, it's so hot in here, Jonathan. Larry? Talk to Larry, Jonathan.
Oh, Larry?
Say hello to my friend Larry.
Miss Sorensen needs to get off the phone now.
Miss Sorensen.
Right, but we have this deal on roofing right now.
Grandma?
Why would you hang up on Larry?
I just felt like we don't get enough time together.
Well, I was just getting to know Larry.
Larry's a roofing guy, I'm sure.
How did you know Larry was a roofing guy?
Listen, I know
Larry. How did you know that?
You talk so loud on the phone, Grandma, I could hear you down the street.
I almost cut you open with my paring knife.
Grandma! Put that paring knife down.
I'd rather not.
Okay. I brought you soup and...
Oh, well, I don't need a knife for soup,
you don't
do
need
I?
A knife for
okay,
soup.
Knife down.
Okay, and here's
you're
a spoon.
You're a dear, aren't you?
Wow, I just feel like you just keep getting younger.
Well, that's a nice and strange thing to say to your grandmother.
I don't know.
Why'd you say a thing like that?
It just feels like so long since we've seen each other, and I am just so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. It has been a while. Why do you think I'm getting younger? I'm getting saggier and baggier. My eyelids are drooping so low they're on my cheeks right now.
Oh, no. It looks fantastic. I guess it's just, what's that word for self-image problems? Incorrect self-image. It's
dysmorphia.
Body dysmorphia. Yeah.
Do you hear that, honey?
No.
Excuse me while I freeze time. What? Jonathan, may I speak to you for a moment? What the hell is going on?
Listen.
You have one job to do. One job. And you're down here complimenting her. I need you to do some hunting.
You know, if I just try to get her to sign something in blood right here and right now, she'll never sign it. Give me time.
You have 5 minutes.
5 minutes is too little. Let me have the time back. Grandma.
I used to have 3 cats.
Uh-huh.
Then I had 5 cats.
Thank God a couple left,
then I had no cats.
Oh.
Now I have no cats.
Oh, that's a bummer, Grandma.
Have you ever heard a math problem like that,
no,
Johnny?
I kind of...
What happened to the cats?
Well, my guess is that while you seem to live forever...
Ooh.
Your cats have a mortality rate of
100%. No, honey, I throw them in a pillowcase and I drown them.
Oh, Grandma.
Derek, you're not a door-to-door salesman. You're a door-to-door Ghostbuster. You offer a service that people need and people want.
Yeah, but business has been slow lately.
It's because you don't believe.
Yeah, I know. I bust ghosts, but I don't believe in ghosts.
That's the problem. And by the way, we can all feel it. We can all tell. You can't just go through the motions and saying the words, you know, Spirit, get out, damn spirit. You got to really see the spirits.
I just don't believe that ghosts are real. I don't believe that ghosts haunt people. Now, demons haunt
people. We know demons are around, but ghosts also haunt. Listen, I'm your boss, but I'm also your friend. So I'm going to let that last statement slide, okay?
All
knock on this door and do your best
I just hate cold calling. I mean, what are the chances? What are the chances that a demon would be currently haunting this house? That
a
I'm
demon
just
or ghost?
It's so hot in here, Jonathan. Help me take my shirt off.
Oh, Grandma, it's
help me take my shirt off.
Okay.
Now grab my pants and pull, up. Jonathan.
I'm
grab
pulling. My okay. Oh. This seems a lot cooler
now,
right?
Why is it so hot in here?
It's not that hot.
Ooh, what is that?
It's the door. I'll go get the door. You just sign this paper here. It's going to get you all the channels you want on cable.
We need a cable, man.
Hold on 1 second, Grandma.
Don't get the door.
I don't have a choice. That door's going to continue knocking.
You better not get that door.
I've got to go get the door. It's going to be awkward. It's cool. I got it.
Grandma, I'm going to go get the door. You just signed this paper.
I'm just going to sit here in my skin for a minute.
I'll be right back.
Okie dokie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
We weren't expecting any
visitors.
Is
that Larry?
Larry?
Is that Larry from the
from
phone?
Roofing? There's no...
No, hi, ma'am. I'm Derek from Demon Busters.
Oh, hello, Derek. I'm naked. Excuse me.
Okay.
I'm sure it's nothing you haven't seen before.
Oh, I'm sorry, Derek. We've already got our
Demon
Buster.
Come in, Derek. Come in.
You already have a Demon Buster? I'm pretty much the only one in town.
A Demon Buster? What's a Demon Buster?
Well,
you
in
want
case...
some soup? My grandson brought it for me,
but I'm happy to share.
I don't know. I see some alphabets in it, so I'm guessing it's alphabets. Soup.
I hope it's alphabet soup.
Oh, please don't sit down on the couch, sir.
Well, I'm just going to make myself comfortable
please
for a little bit.
Do.
Have you noticed any strange occurrences?
Well, I can't remember what appliance makes what sound anymore. My eyelids are on my cheeks right about now. And Larry and I were just getting intimate, and then it all fell apart.
No,
like
Larry was
does.
The guy on the phone from the roofing company.
It always falls apart, doesn't it, Derek? So that's strange.
Yeah. I mean, if you've noticed, like, any, you know, hot flashes, as if the pit fires of hell have opened up and allowed a demon
to
transport.
Because of the warmth in here. Do you feel the warmth?
I do feel a little bit of a warmth.
Derek,
so you're her grandson?
I'm her grandson. Her circulation is terrible. If we... We could turn
I don't think that's true. My doctor hasn't mentioned my circulation.
Your memory is failing you, Grand-Grand.
Come on in. Mrs. Sorensen, your door was wide open.
Well, it's because we opened it, honey, but we hadn't closed it, honey.
Well, it was wide open, and I found myself... Well, you're naked.
I'm naked. Would you like to join me? This is Betty, everyone.
Hello, I've got to take the bus in a moment. I shouldn't get naked.
These are my
I'm
new
Derek.
Friends, Betty. Two boys.
Well,
I'm a man. I'm young, though. I'm a local demon buster.
Mm. I call Derek. You can have my grandson.
Well, that doesn't look anything like the pictures you have of your grandson.
Doesn't it? My eyelids are on my cheeks right about now.
No, all the pictures you have of your grandson.
But you know what? You probably look like you want some soup. I've
wait,
got
wait,
enough
wait,
for two soups.
What's Betty trying to say?
I've got two soups. I'm sorry, Derek. You're going to have to leave. There's only two.
Derek, you're not going anywhere. Jonathan, don't make me pull the knife on you.
Don't you take that
Betty,
paring knife out.
What do you see before your eyes? Is it a man with patchy blonde hair and a big funny nose?
Well, the nose is funny, but the patchy hair is not. It doesn't look anything like him.
What is the hair?
His eyes are way too far apart, like a fish.
That wasn't what Jonathan had. His eyes were far too close together, well, like a one eye.
Yes.
Are you, in fact, a human, sir? And not
of
a demon.
I'm like,
if you're a demon, you have to tell us.
What? This is going well, huh?
Okay, so maybe I made a mistake. I'm very sorry. If you could please help me out, I would really appreciate it.
Oh, guess who has to step in and save the day? Oh, man.
Yeah, please. Okay, I don't got much time. I messed up, okay? What do you want me to say? I made a mistake.
That was it. That's all I wanted.
Okay, thank you. Whenever you're ready.
Definitely.
Are you a human or a demon, sir?
Answer Derek. Answer Derek.
Would a demon dump this soup down his throat like this?
Oh,
no. No, a demon would never do that.
Why am I wet? Is the soup coming out of him?
It will in a second.
Ooh,
would a
Derek.
Demon react to this? Holy water!
What's happening?
Okay, you've got a full-on demon infestation.
What's happening,
This
Derek?
Is not your grandson, ma'am. I'm terribly sorry.
I'm thinking of that about the lizard eyes, the fish eyes.
Oh, my.
I'm not sure that Betty is actually your neighbor, either.
The door. Someone's at the door. Did Betty melt? Hello?
Hi, Grandma.
Uh-oh. Kill him. Kill him, Derek. Kill him,
Excuse
Derek.
Excuse me?
Jesus. Be gone, demon.
Oh, you just stabbed me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Normally, he would just vaporize if this were a demon.
Oh, no.
I think this Jonathan. Must be your real grandson.
I kind of break
on that one.
You have made me more powerful.
Jonathan?
I'm not sure if you ever had a real grandson.
I'm not either. Derek, get me out of here. We can set the house on fire. It's fine.
You want to set the house on
I'd
fire?
I'd love to set
There's
the house on fire.
There's only one thing that can get rid of me, and I don't know why I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it anyway, is if you find true love.
Me?
Yeah.
That's what I've always been looking for, honey.
Well, it doesn't look like you're about to get it today,
so... Derek, kiss me! Kiss me, Derek!
I'm in a relationship.
Derek, please! Please, Derek.
Okay.
Your choice.
I'll cover myself up with a throw pillow first.
I don't know if kissing you will denote true love.
It will.
Come on, Derek.
Okay, not so much tongue.
I did it.
Wow, that was surprisingly easy.
Well, it means you're my true love, Derek.
I guess it does.
What a funny ending.
Hey, sweetheart, how was work?
Just typical day.
Okay, I made you some sausages.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, give me one sec.
Did Hello? You tell her yet? Wait, is this the bitch?
Oh, yeah, that's a good spot. Oh, my goodness. So somehow she found her way over to Derek's apartment.
Is this the
He's the only demon hunter around. Seven buses to get to Derek's apartment, but she made it. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, then, you're welcome, Jessica Plummer. All right, our second scene comes from Philip, who wrote, Hi, Alchemist, loving your show, and I'm super happy I can now crack up to you on the metro twice a week so people can give me even more weird looks. I have recently watched the crazy documentary about flat earthers on the popular streaming site I don't wish to promote, and I was wondering if you could spin up one about a couple being matched through a flat earth dating site. Forever yours, Philip from Vienna, the one in Europe.
Ooh, Philip.
Oh, fancy Philip.
Road trip.
Air trip.
Likes. Let's see. What do I like? What do I like? I like snacks. I like snacks. Things that bring me joy. Things that bring me joy. Proving that the world is flat.
Sir, if you could just fill this out silently.
Oh.
There are a lot of people in the office that are filling out theirs perfectly silently.
Okay, am I in trouble?
No, it's just this is a dating place.
Everyone here is filling out.
Everyone in this room is filling out their own survey.
Well, then I could just walk up to one
Don't
of them.
Don't do that.
Why am I waiting for anything online?
It's a matter of cordial, like you're giving
What are you looking at, buddy?
A handsome...
Why are you eye-fucking me?
Listen,
we're all here for the same purpose, right?
I can't
be... Yes, to find love with a fellow flat earther.
That's why I'm here.
Listen, you are breaking rules. You're supposed to connect online.
There are no rules.
There was
one rule that told us that the world was round, and we broke that rule, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, I just had a question.
Oh, yes?
Do you allow questions?
I do, but I just really... Okay, yes. I got time
I'm
for
just
a short
wondering,
question.
Like, why are we here?
Well, this
you know,
is
like, why are we at corporate? Because I'm not supposed to be talking to people, but there's a guy that's eye-fucking me, and I'd like to talk to him.
Well, you're just supposed to fill out your survey, and then you guys connect with each other afterwards.
Why couldn't we fill out the survey online?
That's what I thought.
Oh, my God. You thought
that That's a weird...
Well...
Sorry, there's another guy eye-fucking me, so I shouldn't talk to you yet.
Oh,
There's a shadowy government, you know, watching over the internet,
yeah,
so we don't want to get too much.
Tim, can I see my office, please?
Guys, please keep...
Don't talk.
Thank you. I'm on the way.
Tim?
Yeah.
How's it going out there?
They just keep wanting to cut the middleman out.
And talk to you.
Well, they're trying to talk to each other, but then what is
but
our
several were talking to you, I noticed.
Well, I
right,
must
and then you
honest,
said something about the dark web.
Well, just the shadowy government.
How long have you been working here, Tim?
I don't know.
3 weeks.
It's like 6 weeks. I'm almost full-time. If we go much longer, it's going to be illegal to call me a independent contractor.
Okay. Well, then let's go back to the rules that you agreed to when you took the job.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Okay. One of which would be maybe not mention the dark web.
Well, if they were wondering why they're not allowed to just talk to each other.
Were they? Did they share that with you?
Yeah, that's exactly what they said, because I said...
So what I'm saying is, look at this glass of water, okay? Mm-hmm. Where's the curvature?
You're right. I don't see it.
If there was a curve to the globe, we would see it.
We're not supposed to be talking. Fine. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to break anything up or anything.
I tried to talk to you earlier, but then you made it very clear that someone else is looking at you. So
yeah. No, I'm not jealous.
Okay, I'm not just jealous. Saying.
I'm trying to answer the essay question.
My pencil broke. Does anybody have a sharpener?
A pencil sharpener?
Preferably. There's a sharpener on the wall. You didn't need to ask.
Hey, what's your problem?
I don't have a problem. I'm not jealous.
Okay. Do you believe that the Earth is flat?
Duh.
Okay, so then we're all in agreement.
How would I even be standing up right now if it was round?
That's what I'm saying.
These fucking idiots walking around.
You'd fall right off.
Exactly.
I'm beaten by dragons.
Duh.
I don't know if that's part of it.
There be dragons.
Okay. Okay.
I believe in dragons as well.
Oh.
I already
you
want to
get
duh.
Out of here?
Listen, I implied that I believe in dragons. I'm not jealous of you, but I said duh, so it's like I obviously also believe in dragons.
I would like to get out of here. I was actually not too keen on coming here in the first place, so anytime we could get out of here.
Well, let's walk toward the horizon. Not too far.
He's funny.
That is funny. I'm Melanie.
I'm Tobias. And we found love! You suckers, good luck!
We weren't supposed to be talking.
No, you can't talk. You can't talk, so I think that makes
sense.
And
yes, I am.
This was really wonderful meeting everybody, but it looks like we found each other.
No,
congrats.
not yet.
I'm so
not
happy
yet.
For you
not
guys.
Yet. I feel like not yet. Like, what'd you guys get for question number four?
Dragons.
And I circled the cone.
Okay.
What in the hell is going on in here?
Nothing.
You are sharing your answers?
No, we're just...
I saw you sharing
I'm looking
your
for answers.
We paired up already.
We found each
Tobias
other.
Tobias and... You guys aren't a
good I was trying to,
pair.
Like, keep the peace, but it didn't happen. And I'm not pointing fingers at her, but...
Well, she just literally pointed her finger at
oh,
me.
Oh, I'm sorry,
all
Melanie.
All right. Everybody calm down. I'm going to flex some authority here. I'm not going to let Tobias and Melanie go together.
Well, you're not our boss.
Oh, I'm pretty much the I'm Cupid.
As soon as
in this
we
situation.
Walk out of this building, we can do whatever we want to do. And speaking of which, there is a cruise that leaves tonight.
What's your name?
Toby.
Jesus.
Toby and Tobias. Yeah. Weird.
Okay. Toby, you're
you
with Melanie.
You know what's
Melody.
Weird? My name is Wait, Melody, and her name is Melanie.
Okay. So which one am I with, the D or the knee?
You are with the knee.
Yes.
What
are
about with me?
And you're with Tobias.
Me?
That's a different
oh my
one.
God.
That's clearly a
oh
different
my God.
One.
I was
so
following
sorry.
The rules, minding
you
my business.
You stuck up on me
over.
Behind me, actually. Here,
maybe
just,
it was the cloak.
Here, have this clipboard.
Tim, can I see my office, please?
Fill this out privately. Don't share it. I'll be back.
Tim, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed you were teaming people up out there.
Well, they
you're
were trying
matching
to,
them
I was
up.
Just breaking the teams that they were making for themselves. That's
yeah,
not how it works.
Right, it's not how it works. You're that's not part of your job title at all, is to match people up, right? The office takes care of that. You're a greeter, you're administrator, but please, have nothing
you
to do
what?
With the matchmaking.
Then why don't you take care of it? I fucking quit.
Okay.
You deal with them. It's anarchy out there. Here's my badge.
You know
Here's,
what? This is the go-get attitude that I've been looking for since you got here. Take initiative. Now get out there and show them who's boss.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
The only thing I think weird
what
is...
The hairs, what I think,
oh, no,
no,
go
this
ahead.
Is what
you,
I think.
Why don't you go?
Well, I told you. She's just like, it's her. It's not us. It's her.
I just think that Tobias and I were vibing.
I can see that.
Totally vibing.
But, you know, rules are rules, and so we were paired
we're
together.
We're just trying to follow the rules.
Follow the rules.
What were you saying about a cruise?
Well, just that there's one that leaves...
I'm instantly suspicious. How far does it go?
Okay.
To the ends of the earth?
That's the point, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It leaves tonight.
Which cruise line is this?
Norwegian Cruise Line.
Oh, it's the NCL.
The NCL, it's the gem. specifically the gem is the ship. But here's the best news. Look at this, huh? Look around. We all believe.
Tickets, please.
What's up?
Ticket, please.
Oh, I thought this was just so you could walk on.
Right. That's hilarious. I'll need to see a ticket. And
I'd like to buy a ticket with cash. I don't want to be tracked by the government.
There's a ticket booth,
sir. Do you accept
sir.
Teeth fillings?
What's happening here? Are you people together?
Maybe. We're figuring it out.
We're figuring it out.
Okay. Well, when you figure it out, get yourself some tickets and come on board. Okay?
We'd love to come on now.
What's your name?
To be.
Your name is to be?
As in, or not to be.
Oh. Well, listen.
We'd love to come on. Uh-huh. I love your necklace.
Thank you so much. It's puka
May
shells.
May we enter the ship?
All four of you?
There's five.
Five of us.
Are there?
Yeah.
I am over here.
Oh, hello.
No, this is just a weird day for me.
Can you tell us what the itinerary of this cruise is?
I could certainly tell you, yes. Day one, we'll go out to sea.
Oh, love that. There'll
be three meals and dancing and a show, magic show. Very excited about Timothy the Glorious.
And then when you hit the glass plane.
Say again?
When you hit the glass plane, does the ship just bounce off and then start sailing back the way that it came?
You lost me at glass plane.
Well, there's a giant glass plane.
Where?
You can be real with us. It's fine. We already know.
We know.
We know.
What is it you know about
we
the glass
get it.
Plane? We get it. Wink,
we know
wink.
A thing you or two about the, a thing or two.
You mean at the end of the earth?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I hadn't heard it called the glass plane before.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's called. Okay.
You're not active in the blogs.
Can't believe
the
it.
The chat rooms.
Oh, you guys are from the internet. I'm
We're
sorry.
From real life, honey.
Right.
Pinch
right.
me. Go
right.
ahead, pinch me.
But these
no,
words.
No, pinch me as hard as you can.
Okay.
Oh.
That's all I got.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, all right. Well, then, listen.
Ow.
I'm going to let you through, but there are some other people that are certainly going to ask for tickets at some point. So you're charming. You're wonderful. I say let's do it.
Okay.
Thank
but,
you.
But, you know, there's going to be a few more opportunities where people are going to insist on some tickets. So maybe buy them at some point.
And if the turtle that carries around the world gets tired, does the ship stop moving?
That's a good question.
That is a good is question.
It? Is that
Has
a good
that
question?
That's an excellent question.
What's the turtle's name?
I don't know the turtle's name.
It doesn't
I don't
have
know
a
that
name.
It needs a
it
name.
It doesn't have need a name.
How big must this turtle be?
Very
well, it's
big.
Larger than the world.
It's big.
Certainly. Uh-huh. It has the world on its back.
When you say someday. The world, you mean the flat plane.
Yes.
Okay. And you see a turtle pulling that flat plane?
Well, he's no. holding it.
He's
up.
Holding it
it's
on his back.
Act.
On his shoulder. Oh,
that turtle.
Right.
Yes. The holding turtle. I
it's
heard
turtles
pulling.
All the way down.
Yes, holding turtle.
I heard pulling, got confused. You're talking about the holding turtle. Yes. So
pinch me again. I didn't even feel it that time.
Wow. I must be losing my strength from all this talking.
We're not holding anyone else up, are we?
No, still waiting for the other passengers.
Okay, great.
You guys
great.
Are about a day early. I mean, I'm excited.
Oh.
I'm excited you're joining us. But, yep, it's just us for now.
Okay, so this is our cabin. Now, listen, I know you don't want to be with me. I know you want to be with Tobias.
You know, I kind of feel like we've come a long way.
I feel the same way.
Since the survey.
So I feel the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel.
Oh, look, there's a swan, a towel in the shape of a swan.
That's so
that's
cute.
That's nice.
Oh, there's a monkey in the bathroom.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Oh. Well, there seems to only be one bed.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what we're going to do about that.
Do you need another bed? I can bring in another bed.
No, actually, we're negotiating.
Oh, you're trying to. You do want the one bed, but you're pretending you don't want the one bed?
I think we're that's negotiating
okay.
that right
no,
now.
No, I've seen
doing.
That before. Okay. We're all out of beds, wink.
Pardon me. I know you work here, but.
Of course I do.
Do you also believe?
I believe, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What are we.
What's up?
What are we believing in?
About the earth.
I believe about the earth.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Good evening. This is your captain speaking. We have very excited to have you join us on this 30-day cruise around the world.
30 days?
30-day cruise around the world. In case you're repeating that now, I just want to confirm it for you. The first couple of days, we're going to be at sea as we cross the Atlantic, and then head over into Scandinavia when we're going to be going to Oslo and Stockholm and Copenhagen.
Is so soothing.
It's nice.
And then carry on to Tallinn, Estonia. And we might head up into the Arctic for a little bit.
When do we hit the glass plane?
I don't.
We're going to have some viewing of some glaciers and some polar bears there. Yeah. And then we're going to sail around down through the Mediterranean, around the Horn of Africa. I'm skipping ahead a little bit here, but and then we'll head by the coast of Australia and New Zealand. And then
where's the glass plane?
We'll go through the Panama Canal and then eventually make our way back to New York City.
I don't think this makes sense. I feel like at some point we would have fallen off.
I mean,
I don't think it all checks out. Hey, hey. I like how many crab legs you've got on that plate.
Oh, thank you.
You've got about as many crab legs on that plate as a crab family does at a crab family reunion.
Oh, that's really sad. Oh, that's sadder than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, when you're eating corpses, just own it, okay? Oh, we're bigger than them.
Okay, I feel pretty full.
Are you here on the boat alone?
I take this cruise every year by myself.
Oh, I came with a group, but we're not hitting it off.
Well, I've only got one bed in here, so... Is that what you were...
I wasn't... I was going to sleep on the Lido deck tonight.
Wink, wink?
Oh, no.
Is that... Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought that was a proposition you were... Okay.
It was more like, let's get to know each other.
Well, that's what cruises are for. Are you not familiar?
I'm not.
Oh, well.
This is my first cruise. I've always been afraid I'd fall off on the, you know, into space or whatever.
Into space on this cruise?
Right, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, if you go too far, you'll fall off into space. So I've always thought, you know what, I'll stay in Tampa, but I don't know where I am.
I don't know what, you're batshit crazy.
Oh, you're batshit crazy. What's your name? I can see your nipple piercings through your tank top.
You don't look at my nipple piercings.
You're too
piercings.
Old for that. You are, let me pinch
I got it
that.
When I was young. Ow, that hurts.
How old are you? 59?
Yeah.
You're too old for this.
No, I'm not.
Can I get either of you any more iced tea?
Yes, please.
All right.
She's not actually in my room, so...
In your room, sir?
Don't put
he
her
just
tea
keeps
on
talking
my check.
About the room.
Don't put
it's
her
all
tea
free.
On my check.
This is your millionth cruise. It's free.
It's all free?
The iced tea's free. Am I correct,
inclusive,
sir?
In a way?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're not going to pay for it.
Okay.
You
I'm
have
sorry.
Paid
I was
for
getting
it.
Upset. I
sir,
was getting upset.
The other diners are wondering if there's an issue with some kind with for you.
What kind of issue?
Volume?
Volume?
Maybe from this table.
From this table?
So I agree. He's got loud.
You keep yelling about your room and the other diners.
Oh, you're misunderstanding. She said that it wasn't working out with who she was at, and I said, I only have one bed.
He jumped right to that. That's not where I was going.
Do you feel safe, miss?
I don't.
Okay.
I never do. I mean, we're just floating on this plate, right? We're spinning on a frisbee.
Let go of my arm.
Wink, wink.
Captain,
yes, we are.
Captain, permission to enter the bridge.
Permission granted.
Captain, it's been brought to my attention that a lot of the guests here believe that we are going to come up to a glass plane.
A glass plane?
Yeah. At some point, they think we're gonna hit something.
Why would we hit something?
Well, because some of them, not me, but some of them think that the Earth is flat.
Brittany, what is going on?
I'm confused, if I'm being honest.
Do you think that we're not really sailing around the world?
I don't know anymore.
Captain, permission to enter the bridge?
Permission granted.
Claire, I'm here.
Oh, great. Brittany's here.
I'm here.
Oh, great. There's just a problem in the dining hall.
Okay, but I have a problem right here.
Okay,
so.
Well, there's a problem in the dining hall.
There's a problem
hall.
Right here as well, okay, between you and I, Claire. Okay.
There is a chain of command on this ship. You know, I don't need to know everything that's going on.
Well, so I'm sorry, but...
There's managers for the restaurants.
Yeah, well,
like, I'm mostly responsible
for
sailing the ship.
Okay, but... There was, like, a guy who was...
Permission to enter the bridge?
Oh. Permission.
Oh, hi, Claire.
Oh.
There you are.
Oh, hi.
I'm managing the floor by myself now.
Okay, well, Whitney, you know, figure it out.
I was trying to, but then I was alone, and then I thought, where would Claire be? I bet tattling to the captain.
I see what's going on
it's
here.
It's under control, Captain.
I see what's going on here.
Okay.
Captain is dicking all of us.
What?
I'm not dicking anyone.
I'm not being dick, honey. Yeah.
Claire, Brittany, Whitney,
I am
what's
not
going
being
on?
Dicked.
Captain Dickey, permission to enter the bridge?
Permission granted.
Sir, there's a toilet out in Suite 17.
I don't need to know that. Look, I don't need to know that the toilets are out. I don't need to know about the fight in the dining room. I don't need to know that the short-form improv show is canceled tonight.
It is?
It is.
I did hear that, by the way.
I was really looking forward to that.
Oh, do you think we should incorporate butterflies into the napkin folding?
Sure, sure.
I do.
Over half of the people on this ship believe that the Earth is flat. And if I'm being honest, I'm starting to think it is as well. So I need a little help because I'm freaking out here.
Wait, Brittany, are you getting dicked by the captain?
Yes.
Did you know that, Claire?
I mean, I had suspicions, but I didn't know.
I am so in my own world. I had no idea. Swear to God.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know. I promise. No, I did not know.
Are you getting dicked?
I'm not getting dicked by nobody.
Captain?
Are you sure that Welsh guy who fixes the engine?
I wish. I keep doing double entendres to him. He's not picking him up.
What did we just hit, Captain?
I don't know. This is strange. What?
Wow.
This is highly... We appear to have hit a giant glass plane.
Make an announcement.
Hello, passengers.
Passengers!
This is your captain. We just appear to have just slightly bumped an enormous glass
plane. This is it.
Oh, this is it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It appears that the turtle that holds the Earth is tired.
I knew it.
Give me one of those crab legs. I love being right. Being right makes me hungry.
I guess we must have taken a different route than I usually have.
In other news, the short form improv show in the Spinnaker Lounge is canceled tonight.
No! That would definitely be other news as he slightly hit the glass plane. Gently, I think, was the term used. Let's finish things up. Our third scene is from Julia Monk, who wrote, "Dear Alchemy This Crew, if you choose my suggestion, I'm not sure what I'll be more excited about, hearing y'all act it out or hearing the mellifluous voice of Kevin Pollak say my name."
Oh, buddy.
Ever since I started watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, listening to Alchemy This, ironically around the same time, is that ironic? Your voice has followed me everywhere, and I'm not done. Ooh. Julia Monk. Oh. Look in your office, quickly. excuse me, sorry, I had something in my...
Well, you're sweating, Kevin.
My suggestion is a man is confronted by his friends and family about his ever-growing number of adopted guinea pigs. You're all brilliant minds and are disturbed in all the right ways. Thanks, you filthy animals. Julia Monk. Now, listen, when Larry gets here, I think, it's not a surprise party thing where we all just jump up from behind the couch.
Well, couldn't we?
Let's take a vote. Who wants to jump up from behind the couch and say surprise?
I'd like to.
Everyone seems into it.
It'd probably be best.
It started off in a happy way.
Oh, I see. I just don't want to confuse the issue, him thinking it's...
Well, we'll go like, surprise, you have a problem.
Oh, so right off the bat with
something
the problem.
Something to that effect.
I think confusing the issue will be helpful. Like muscle confusion when you're trying to get bulked
up.
You're
so smart.
I think emotional confusion might help.
Is this going to affect your personal relationship with him?
Oh, most definitely.
And you're willing to throw that away?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's over after
Now, who
today.
Can adopt some of the guinea pigs? Obviously, we need to take some of these out of here.
We can just let him go.
Let him go,
I'd say.
They're going to die on their own. These guinea pigs.
Survival of the fittest, Steve. How many times have we talked about that?
Survival of the fittest.
It's just that my dad thinks of them as like family members.
What are you, 11?
Well, that's the problem,
Steve.
Yes,
I'm 11.
Steve, that's the problem. They're not people. Okay? And they're not people.
But
your dad,
and if they were people, there's too many people living in this house.
Your dad loves most of those guinea pigs more than he loves you.
What?
That's the truth.
He's told us a number of occasions. Look, I'm your uncle. I'm your cool uncle.
But
I don't lie to you.
You can take your sunglasses off, Charles.
Hey, come on now. He loves them more than he loves you, and that's why we're doing this. But remember, first it's surprise, and then it's
you've got a problem.
Yeah. You've got a problem.
Yeah, that's good.
And as you're not cool aunt, I just...
Hey. You're cool.
I'm not cool.
You're cool.
I was cool once.
Look at
that.
Look at your hairdo. Look at your hairdo.
It's an accident. I caught it on fire. Gosh.
Deborah, put the sunglasses on. Let me see.
No.
Come on. Just let me see.
Come on, Deborah.
Let me see. That's cool.
Am I crazy?
No. That's cool. I'm not cool. Oh, my God. You guys, I love you.
Here he comes. Let's all hide. Get out of here. I'm hiding here.
That was my spot.
I love guinea pigs. I love my guinea pigs. Oh, do, where are my keys? Looking for my keys. These are the wrong ones. Looking for the keys. Okay.
I'm cramping up.
Shh.
Can't wait to feed the guinea pigs. Why doesn't this key work? Okay. Heading back out to the car.
Okay, so when he gets here, remember, it's a surprise.
You have a problem.
You have a problem.
I need a new hiding place. The coffee table is too low for me.
Also, I think that we should, I've written something down. Did you all write something down?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you start?
I didn't know we were supposed to write.
You should start if you wrote something down.
Okay, well.
Surprise, you have a problem, and then you jump.
Charles goes, okay.
Yeah, Charles, okay. And then this.
Mom, did you say that after this, that things were going to be over between you and Dad?
Yeah, most definitely.
Maybe we don't need to get rid of the guinea pigs then. I don't want to.
Look, it's time for you to learn a hard life lesson, okay?
Ooh. Should we
cover our eyes? Let's stay.
We're already here. Okay. We're already here. Okay. You know, sometimes in life things don't work out, okay?
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
And sometimes, you know, you marry a man who liked to finger bang you in the car.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
long car rides.
Yeah.
And then he changes into a man who doesn't look you in the eye and spends more of his time at Petco just hoarding guinea pigs.
Okay, I found my keys. I found my keys in the car. Opening the door now. Gonna see my guineas. Where are my guineas?
Surprise!
Oh, dear God.
You have a problem.
You have a problem.
You have a problem.
You have a problem.
What's everybody doing here?
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, God, that's so embarrassing. You heard me singing and rapping.
I loved it. That was a great, great song you were singing.
I don't think that was rapping.
No.
Yeah,
it wasn't?
I'm with Gina. That wasn't rapping.
Well, give us an example of rapping then.
Well, okay, now's not the time for this.
I went to the store with cool friends.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was doing. Are you saying that I have a problem rapping? is that what this is an intervention for?
No, but I'm glad you picked up on the intervention thing.
Yeah. Daddy, they think you have...
Shut up.
What?
We got to read our letters.
Okay.
What?
Charles is going to go first.
Have a seat.
You go.
Have a seat, buddy.
You want a cold one?
Yeah, let's get you a cold one.
Get you dad a beer.
Okay.
Look, I don't want a beer, but I will have a cold one, okay?
Okay, then get him something cold.
Get him a Pepsi.
Soda? Okay, I'll be back.
What is going on?
I wrote something for you. I wrote something for you.
We're here because we love you. Let's start there.
Well, I love all of you guys.
We do love you.
But we want to get specific about our love. So, Charles, go ahead. Take it away.
Bro.
I can't imagine what this could be.
Bro man. My broski. My little bro.
Establishing the connection.
My brother from the same mother. Where do I begin?
Get to it. I'm seriously at a loss as to what this could be about.
I wrote a couple pages.
Come here, Gorman.
Wait, okay, all right. I'm going to jump right to it.
I love you.
In here's your drink.
I love you.
Okay,
you. Oh, wow, that is a cold one.
That's the coldest one we had.
Woo.
Attaboy.
Thank you.
You have chosen to love
all
the guinea
you.
Pigs.
Yes.
More.
What?
Than you've chosen. Uh-huh. Chosen?
I think that works.
To love. Did you not only your family, but yourself.
Oh, that's a good one of these.
Well, I had no idea that this would be what this would be about.
I'm just going to piggyback on Charles's note, and I also think that...
That's an offensive use of piggyback.
I think you're supposed to just let everybody get out what they need to, and then you'll be allowed to speak.
Gina, do your thing
That's
about the
way
finger banging.
An intervention.
Gina, tell your finger
well,
banging.
Well, I wrote it down. Hold on. Sweetheart, your guinea pig obsession has affected me.
Obsession?
Negatively in the following way.
Negatively?
I... No longer.
Get it out!
You're squeezing that pig pretty hard.
Oh,
there,
sorry, Gorman.
I am no longer able to get off in our lovemaking when we do
lovemaking. You say you are. You say you're getting off.
I have to lie. Otherwise, you lay in bed on top of me and I have 16 guinea pigs just writhing around in crevices that I don't need those guinea pigs.
Your parents are very good communicators.
Does the finger bang portion need to be longer or... Is that I handle the guineas before I finger bang you or what?
You know, as someone who's never been finger banged.
I'll take care of that, by the way.
Oh, no. Hey, brother. Listen, Charles. You're my sister. Charles.
My sister-in-law.
Charles.
You're my sister-in-law.
It still would feel weird. Maybe.
Charles.
I don't know.
What? Let's not have any finger banging.
No,
right?
I'm
here.
Just saying, we've known you for years.
You have known me. Maybe you'd be the right person.
I'm just saying. Now, please, continue.
When am I going to learn about finger banging?
Come here.
You're learning about it right now. You
don't have to worry about that until high school. Okay.
That's what everything is. Okay, fine.
But as soon as high school starts, worry about it.
Okay. Whatever.
You will. You'll be preoccupied with it.
Can I ask a question real quick? Are you aware of how many guinea pigs you have?
Yeah, 47.
Okay. Well, you see.
Almost one for every U.S. state.
This is one of the problems. It's 73.
Oh.
You're not even aware.
Well, then they must have had babies since I left for work this morning.
Clear. So you count them before you leave the house?
I do. I count them every morning. There were 47 this morning.
How high can you count?
Oh.
47.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really quickly, we found the problem.
Will you just quickly establish your relationship here?
I'm his employer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it just felt like... Yeah,
I run the bank.
Yeah, you're like part of the business part.
We wondered where you were today.
I was here waiting for you to come home.
Okay.
Pretty solid guy.
You're a valued employee. Wow. You made a great deal to the bank.
I love my job.
We care very much about you. Clearly, your family has their own concerns, but professionally speaking, you're out of control.
Oh.
I mean, there's so many things that I know I have faults, but I didn't think it would have anything to do with my guineas.
This is going to be a little unorthodox, a little weird, but...
maybe if we have him name them?
Well, I think they are named, and one name in particular.
Like a roll call.
Roll call.
Well, Gorman, the guinea pig.
Gorman's here.
He has something to say.
Gorman?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote down in the voice of what I think Gorman would say.
Yeah.
That's creative.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that's my little man.
I learned it's called onomatopoeia.
No, that's when a sound in the word makes the same sound.
Okay, never mind.
You'll learn that in high school.
Onomatopoeia finger bang.
I think it's anthropomorphize.
Yep, that's the one.
No.
I think that's when you give a living quality to a non-living, or is it just a human quality to
it? I thought it was a human quality to an animal.
What does Gorman want to say?
Well, okay, well, it says, dear daddy.
The guinea pig thinks it's his dad?
Well, I think that they all think that he's his dad.
They are my kids, yeah.
Oh.
More my kids than my real kids.
One kid.
Dear Dad, there's so many of me and my brothers and sisters that I think that you forget about some of us, specifically Stephen.
I don't think Gorman would be that concerned about you.
No, he probably doesn't care about you.
Can I ask this, Stephen? Yeah. First of all, very impressive that you wrote this down.
I've only gotten into
it. But I have to ask, what you've written here is what you think the guinea pigs want to say to your father.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you just tell your father what you're feeling?
Well,
a little less creative, but I see what you're. I see.
It could be more straightforward.
Yeah,
well, honestly, the only thing is at the end, it's signed by Gorman, and I guess I could have just signed it myself. Dad, I think that there's so many guinea pigs, and you've only got so much love, and there's just not enough for me.
Kiddo, I've got enough love to go around for everyone.
No, that's what it feels like.
Mom says that this is going to be the end of your guys' thing, and that I don't know where I'm going to be.
Well, you're going to be right here, me and the guineas.
I don't mean, it's a little unorthodox. I don't mean to.
Go with it.
You guys know I'm good with my hands, right? I build a
lot. But I think I'm about to find out.
Yeah, you're a builder.
I'm a builder.
Yeah.
I built this little, damn it, what's the word called?
Eiffel Tower?
No, when the.
A hutch?
No.
Box.
Cuts it.
Anthropomorphized. Like,
guillotine. Guillotine.
Guillotine.
Oh, guillotine.
Guillotine.
Guillotine. The nails together make a yee sound.
I built this guillotine, and I think it's important for you to. Off
what
these animals?
That's terrible.
You don't have that. Is
I said
sadistic.
It was unorthodox.
No, that
I
is
think it's tough. If you don't do
one.
I'm going to do
one. If you don't
one.
Feed them for
just
a couple
one.
Days, they will eat the young.
Just do one.
Just do. It's important that just you do one.
I don't. I'm on the record as saying no thanks.
Stevie, why don't you pick one guinea pig at random?
Okay. I've always been very jealous of Gorman.
Okay.
Is it too much to...
No. It's the only one I feel attached to, because we've been talking about it so much.
Well, he's
pick another one. Pick that little spotted one in the corner.
I don't even know that
Gina,
one's
which
name.
One, which one do you feel comes in between you and your husband's relationship?
Well, I think Steve hit it, that
little prick
this
Gorman.
Is biblical. Yeah. Have the father kill the son that he really loves to save the son that's really his son. And that's from the Bible.
That is. That is. What were those brothers?
That was Cain and Abraham. Oh. Abraham and...
Elijah.
Yep. Those two.
Those are the ones.
Yeah.
If you love your son...
Kill my son?
Well, wait. You know, I'll leave it up to you. You can kill
either.
Either.
Gorman.
Or Steve.
Or Steve.
I'm going to kill Steve.
But
you heard him? I'm sorry, son. No, Gorman is just too important to me.
Well, it's a small guillotine. You'll have to do something else.
Yeah, I can cut off a finger.
Okay. Maybe cut off his fingers and he wouldn't
cut off
be able
your
to finger bang.
Finger, son.
I don't even know which one's a banging
you're
finger.
You're never going to have a meaningful relationship without a finger to bang with.
Or maybe before you come back to work at the bank, you see what's happened here is your family loves you so much they went ahead and provided you an example of just how out of proportion the problem is. You've just chosen to kill your own flesh and blood before one of your 47 or 73 guinea pigs.
I just feel like this is something that my real family would never do to me.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Which family?
You are all humans, right?
God damn it. And that concludes the guinea pig wars. Oh, poor Gorman.
What about Steve?
Yeah, poor Steve. I'd like to think that Steve grew up to be a hell of a finger banger. Also, let's thank our alchemists in no particular order. Chris Alvarado?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Dude, thank you.
I hope it was worth the $8.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah. To the listeners, Kevin Paula charges me $8 a session.
Yeah, but still... It's
so worth it.
Worth it. Right.
So worth it.
Okay. Vanessa Ragland, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
What's coming up at the Dynasty Typewriter? We just go to the calendar.
You go to the website, check it out.
The calendar.
Go to dynastytypewriter.com. But we're coming up, maybe. Well, unless we've already come up. We've already come up.
It was a great show.
We came up.
It was a great show. What a great show.
Thanks for coming out. I remember that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Craig took his shirt off, which was really not like what he does.
I have to do it.
Well, it was asked by the fans. So what choice did he have? Craig Kukowski, thank you so much, sir. Welcome back to these United States.
Good to be back. I'm going to give you $3 for today's show.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It's a pay what you want system.
That's going
right?
In the hopper. James Heeneman?
Brand new series. It's called This Russia Thing.
This Russia?
Starring me
Rusher?
As John Bolton.
Wait, are you saying? But, it sounds like you said Rusher. But you
it
know.
Is. That's what it's called. It's
that's
this
how
Rusher
he
thing.
Pronounces oh. Russia.
It's a book by John Bolton.
Uh-huh.
And you can find it on The Real James Heaney's YouTube channel. That's me.
Well, I like every square inch of that, and thank you. Ms. Amanda Blake Davis.
Woo-hoo! Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Please come back.
I will.
For our Thank very you. Next show, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
It would be great.
I will do that.
And where should folks look to find any of your shows or
Oh, come on out and see Heyday.
Yeah, baby.
Sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Heyday plays at the West Side. Comedy Theater? Yes, the West Side Comedy Theater every other Monday, mm-hmm. maybe.
Go to westsidecomedy.com and look for those
dates.
Look the
for
name
them.
Of the group is?
Heyday.
Heyday, two words.
One word.
One word.
I thought so. And let's thank the engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Doug!
Thank you, Doug. He just gave us a big thumbs up. I think he likes us. And
well,
our
a finger with it.
Sound design artist, Rafael Brito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman, thank you so very, very much. And lastly, of course, our dear overlords at the iHeart Media, we thank you for the auspices and the support. We'll give thanks at this moment, I think, to the loss of Joey Greer, just to today, just for today. I mean, he's still with us.
I feel it deeply.
Humanly. I want to encourage all of you to write a review, if you would, please. It really helps let people know about us, apparently. Tell everyone you've ever met. That's not going to hurt. And write to us, as always, your name here at alchemythis.com. Your name here at alchemythis.com so that we can continue to use your scene suggestions for our improvisations. I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. Until next time,
Alchemy This.